VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's Pronunciation Challenge. What is your favorite meal of the day? Mine is the first meal of the day, which is lunch. What? What's wrong with that? Oh, right. The first meal of the day should be breakfast. You're right. It's just that I haven't had breakfast for years. I mean, I do if I meet up with friends in the morning, but when I'm alone or with family, I don't usually have breakfast. 如果自己一个人的话，我通常是不会吃早餐的。我的第一餐通常是下午一两点左右。And no, it's not because I always sleep till noon. I wake up at a very reasonable hour. Some time ago, I started intermittent fasting, 间歇性断食. Then I just developed the habit of not eating in the morning, even if I stopped fasting. Now, I know some may argue that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I can understand one of the reasons why.
虽然我没有吃早餐的习惯，但我完全了解为什么有人会说早餐是最重要的一餐。
Breakfast foods are so amazing. And in this amazing island that we live on, we have so many breakfast styles we can choose from. But, you know, there's actually more styles around the world that we don't know yet. So, go watch the video today. Maybe you'll be inspired and try some of those in the future.But before that, let's practice today's sentence. From elaborate spreads to sweet and savory bites, here's what breakfast looks like around the world. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. From elaborate spreads to sweet and savory bites, here's what breakfast looks like around the world.
好，接下来我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips。首先 ，from elaborate 前面第一个 e 呢发短的 it 的音 i， 再来第一个 a 呢发 a 长的 a 的音 ela， 再来 bor 可以想象成 br， 它就是 br。elaborate r a t e 第二个 a 呢发短的 a 的音 ，OK rit elaborate elaborate。From elaborate spreads, 这边的 spreads, 中间那个 EA 是发 A 的音 spreads, okay, from elaborate spreads to sweet and savory, 这边的 sweet, 的 T 跟 N 的 A 可以做一个连音 to sweet and savory, 这个 savory 人会强调 V-O-R-Y, very, savory, savory, okay, 但是有些人如果念得快也会直接就 V-R-Y 直接结束 savory, savory, 或者 savory,or savory, 两个都有人念, okay? Sweet and savory bites. Here's what breakfast looks like around the world. Okay, 那这边 like 的 K-E 跟 around 的 A-K 做一个连音。Breakfast looks like around the world. Okay, 那 world 记得要卷舌，不然就变成 word, 就变成那个文字的那个 word 了, okay? 好，这是今天的 pronunciation tips. 我们再来重复一遍。From elaborate spreads to sweet and savory bites,Here's what breakfast looks like around the world. 接下来我们来看今天的 vocabulary. The first vocabulary of the day is elaborate. Elaborate. Elaborate 是形容词，意思呢是精心计划或制作的，或是详尽的，或是复杂的。Okay, for example, his lies were so elaborate that everyone, including the teacher, believed him.他的骗局计划得很详尽，大家和老师都相信他了。那 elaborate 它也可以当动词使用，意思呢是详尽说明或是阐述。For example, the information you gave us was not enough for us to catch the suspect. Please elaborate more on what you witnessed if you can. 你给我们的资讯不够让我们抓到嫌疑犯，如果可以的话，请你再阐述多一点你看到的经过。接下来我们来看下一个单字 spread, spread, spread 在这句话里面呢是名词，它的意思呢是涂在面包上或饼干上的食物，或者是抹酱的意思。 OK, 那它是由另外一个意思延伸过来的，它的另外一个意思呢是指扩散或是蔓延。 OK, for example, Vegemite, which is a popular bread spread in Australia, is made from yeast. 澳洲很有名的吐司抹酱 Vegemite 是由酵母制成的。那 spread 这个字呢，也可以当动词使用，意思呢是指使展开、使铺开、使蔓延或是使扩散。Okay, for example, she did not start the rumor, but she did help spread it. 谣言不是她造的，但她的确有帮忙把它传出去。再来，我们来看下一个单字 ，savory, savory 或是 savory, savory， 它是形容词，意思呢是咸的或是辛辣的。基本上，只要这个东西不是甜的，有可能如果它是没有什么味道或平淡的味道，它也可以说是 savory， 只要不是甜的就可以叫它 savory。Okay, for example, I much prefer savory foods than sweet foods in the morning. I don't know why.不知道为什么我早上比较喜欢吃咸的食物而不是甜的食物。那你们呢？你们早上喜欢吃咸的还是甜的？可以在下面的留言告诉我，跟我分享。Okay, guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Before you go, please leave a comment and a recording. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.